Gittin Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Zegitech immati. He says this lashon that this is a get if he dies. Zegitech immati micholize. Or he says a lashon of this is a get if he dies from this specific sickness that he has now. Both of these cases are as if he's saying zegitech la'achar misa. This is your get and it should be chal after he dies. Lo amar klum. All these cases, it's nothing, it doesn't work. Because like we said, the klal is ein get la'achar misa. A get cannot be chal after Misa. However, Mehayom Imati, if he says a lashon of the get, Mehayom Imati, that the get is chal, sounds like from today, if he dies, Me'achshav Imati, or that it's right now, if he dies. So retroactively, he's giving a get now and saying there's a condition that if he dies later, the get that he's giving to her is chal right now. Hareiz a get. So this is a good get. This is not a din of Ein Gat La'achar Misa, because the chalos, the effect of the get, is taking place right now when he's giving it, once the condition is fulfilled. However, what if he uses a lashon of mehayom ula achar misa, from today and then after he dies? Get ve'eno get. So it's, we're mesupik, we're not sure. He could have meant either way. Why? Because like the Rav points out, he could have meant to say that it's chal mehayom on condition that he dies, la achar misa, or maybe he really was chozer. Maybe he first wanted to say mehayom, and then he changed his mind, he wanted to get to Bichal Achar Misa. So now that it's a Suffolk, in Mace, if he now dies, so does she fall to Yibum or not? That's the Shaila, because is she divorced or not? So in this case, Chaletzis v'lomis yabemes, or Mesupik, so she does Chalitza, not Yibum. She does Chalitza because maybe it was not a get, and therefore she's chayv to do Yibum, so she does Chalitza. But she also does not do Yibum, obviously because perhaps it was a get. And once she's divorced, she can't marry his brothers anymore. Zegitech mehayom imati micholi zeh. The person says it. He says the correct lashon that he wants it to be chal today if he dies. Ve'amad v'holich bashuk. And now he gets up and he's going around the marketplace. V'chal of a mace, and he gets sick again and then he dies. So the shaila is, did he die from that first sickness that he stipulated that that's the sickness that if he dies from it's going to be a good get? So we evaluate him. Imach mischali rishon mace. If it's because of the first sickness, hareza get, it's a get. Vimlav eno get, but if not, that we determine that he really got better, it's not a good get. Tefersil points out in all these things, l'chadchila one should never give a get with a condition, but there are certain times, b'shasat chak, they would allow, like with a kohen, like an eshes kohen, things like that. But even when they write the Tanai, he says they would not write it inside the get, they would do it on the outside. He would say it b'shas nesina, that he's making such and such Tanai.